Burden, Brother and Sister, J.A. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, July 10, 1905. Dear Brother and Sister Burden, on my way from San Jose to St. Helena, I met Dr. Stewart from the Battle Creek Sanitarium and had some conversation with him. He is one of Dr. Kellogg's lieutenants, and I hope that you will not be deceived by any flattering statements that may be made. I know that Dr. Kellogg is doing a work which is misleading. I am writing now to put you on guard. Dr. Kellogg is sending men all around to encourage those whom they visit to take sides. Do not give the least credence to their words or plans. We know not what tactics Satan will adopt in his efforts to gain the control. I have confidence that you will hold the fort at Loma Linda. The Lord will work for us if we will carry the work forward without binding it up with the work at Battle Creek. I wish I could see you and talk with you. Let nothing draw you to Battle Creek. It is presented to me that every effort is being made to draw to Battle Creek our young people and those who should be engaged in missionary work elsewhere. Men must be placed in charge of the educational branches of our work who are sound in the faith and as firm as a rock to principle. I want you to keep me posted about the money coming in with which to make the payments on the Loma Linda property. I am writing to different ones, asking them to help us at this time, and I think that we shall obtain means to make every payment. Please write to me often, and tell me what you are doing and what the prospect is for obtaining means. We have been passing through some very hot weather. Yesterday, I succumbed for a little while, but carefulness set me right again. W.C. White has been at Mountain View most of the time since we parted from you, working on Ministry of Healing. He will return to St. Helena tonight or tomorrow morning. If the Lord will, I shall attend the camp meeting in Southern California. I am anxious that this meeting should be held in the best place. Would it not be well to have the principal camp meeting at Redlands, securing the best help for the work there, and then hold a smaller meeting at San Diego? What is your mind regarding this? You are on the ground, and I put great confidence in your judgment. To me, it seems as if we ought to make Redlands the center for the coming meeting.